Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's a new day.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
You've got a fresh start.
How handy of a lady named Pauline are you?
Not too.
You can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah, you're going
to
make it all 220?
Yeah, 220, 221, whatever it takes.
And what you don't know, maybe Lou can help.
I want you to pour a quarter cup of extra virgin olive oil over the top of the drink.
He's taking your call starting now. Lou Manfredini.
Now, the reason I use olive oil is because I'm Italian. Now, if you want to use vegetable oil, you can use that too.
Right here on House Smart. Arts Radio.
Hey, that's me. Hi, everybody. 7:11 in the morning. This is House Smarts Radio. I'm Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568. Good morning to one Dandy Don Kleppen and one Joe Brand. Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning, and Lou.
Good morning to Lindsay. Do I have you this morning,
good
Lindsay?
Morning.
Oh, there
good
you are.
Morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
You know, I don't want to bring anybody down starting with the show, but you know, yesterday was obviously the anniversary of 9/11, and like most of us, I was reflecting on that time, and I, you know, am amazed that it was 19 years ago. And I saw the sweetest, saddest post by Joe Brand yesterday. And Joe, I don't want to put you on the spot. We did not talk about this in advance. But your father, well, could you explain to me what you posted? Would you be willing to share? And if you're not, I will move on.
No, 100. I mean, it was social media, so I put it out there for the world anyway.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, my dad was a fireman, an Oak Lawn fireman, and in 2002, we took a baseball trip, and we made an effort to go to New York. We went to Yankee Stadium, and we went to Ground Zero. So this was July of 2002, you know, just a couple of months after it all happened.
Right.
And I'll never forget just how quiet it was. I mean, it was New York City, busiest area, right around where the World Trade Center used to stand, and all you can hear are just bulldozers and bobcats and concrete hitting more concrete. And there are hundreds of people around, whether they're walking to work, taking pictures, and it was just that, like, eerie silence. And my dad was, I mean, disposable camera, taking pictures, and he kept telling me to stand in front of things and take pictures. And I'm 11 years old, and I'm not sure what to do, so I start, like, smiling because I'm 11 years old, and that's what you do when you take pictures. And then my dad just starts crying and keeps taking pictures, and then, like, my smile slowly fades with each picture that we had, and it's just people hanging hats and T-shirts of their loved ones and writing messages on signs everywhere. And I took a picture in front of a fire department with, you know, the windows all boarded up because they were busted. And yeah, it was just something I will never, ever forget. And it really hit home for him. And I think it was because, you know, I was with him at that time. And it was just all so fresh and so raw. But yeah, something I will never forget ever in my life.
Wow. Okay. So the thing that is so sad about that, obviously your dad was a firefighter and obviously had such a profound, experience to him. It for all of us, really. I mean, it's just awful. I, the reason I bring this up is that right when I saw that post yesterday, on, you know, I was talking about social media, I followed Jim Gaffigan on social media, and Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, has gotten very politically active the last couple of weeks, and so he's getting a little bit of a backlash here and there. But someone favored some post that he, I guess, puts up every year. And this, the thing that he puts up, it's a transcript of a phone call that somebody on one of those flights sent. And I read it, and it was just so poignant. And I, again, I don't want to bring everybody down right in the beginning of it, but I think it's important to remember what happened for all of us. We'll never forget. This is from Brian Sweeney, who was a passenger on United Airlines Flight 175, and it was a phone message to his wife, Julie. And it says, "Hey, Jules, this is Brian. Listen, I'm on an airplane that's been hijacked. If things don't go well, and they're not looking good, I want you to know that I absolutely love you. I want you to do good, have good times, same with my parents. I'll see you when you get here, and I want you to know that I totally love you. Bye, babe. I hope I will call you." And so, it's so sweet and so sad, and Brian lost his life. And in the times that we're in right now, love is at the beginning and love is at the end. And we just need to remember all that, right? We need to remember that. And so a lot of division in the world right now, but love always wins. And so, sorry, Lindsay. I just want you to make sure that we always remember that. By the way, this hour of our show is sponsored by Arnold Electric. Our phone number is 877-213-4LU, 877-213-4568. Our first call this morning, by the way, is also sponsored by our friends over at bathfitter.com/Lou. Let's go to those phone lines right now and talk with John, who's in Pingree Grove. Hey, John, you're on House Smarts Radio.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Happy Saturday.
You
even
too,
though
sir.
It's gloomy out.
Yeah, it is gloomy.
Well, you can still make it a great day.
Yeah, right. How may I help you?
So I'm calling on behalf of my lovely bride, and she had emailed you asking about a product for a couple little spots in the grout in our shower, and I think it was called Concrobium or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
And so we got it, but she said there were instructions that you had provided that weren't the same as what was on the bottle.
Okay, tell me. Well, wait.
Know what those were.
Let me, John. Ask. Tell me what is the issue? What are you having going on?
We have like two or three little. Our house is about 3 years old, so in the shower and the grout, we have like two or three little like pencil eraser size spots of mold in the grout.
Okay. Well, then what I would do there. Is if did you get the Concrobium, the regular Concrobium, or did you get the Duoblast? Okay, is it a single bottle?
Yes.
Okay. Spray it on.
No, we got two bottles.
You got two bottles, or it's a bottle that has two chambers?
Oh no, I think we got two bottles.
Okay. All right. So there's two different products. The Concrobium is a mold killer cleaner. And it doesn't really do a good job on, I shouldn't say doesn't really, but it's not designed to do stains as the Duoblast is. Spray the areas where you have those stains. Let it dry. Take a nylon brush and brush it clean, and that should wipe it all away. And then if you want to spray it again for residual value, that's great. But the fact that you're in a shower that's going to get, you know, wet all the time, it's not going to last that long because it's going to wash away. But it's a really good mildew and mold cleaner that will do a nice job for you.
And should we seal the grout? We haven't sealed the grout since we lived here.
Yeah, I'm not I've never been a grout sealer fan because to me it traps dirt. And, you know, grout, if it's traditional grout, is a Portland-based material that's porous. When you put a sealer over the top of it, then you kind of put a floor wax on it, and then dirt can get behind it, even in a shower, and then it can get, you know, kind of, it makes it worse. So don't seal it, just keep it clean.
And look at that, my procrastination paid off.
Well, and so here's the other thing, too, is if you want to try, you know, if you get this nice and clean and it all looks great, one of the products you may have heard me speak about on this show is Wet and Forget Shower, which is a great cleaning product that if you start with a nice clean shower and you spray this once a week, it will take care of the soap scum and the muck and anything that can go on there. It can even handle mildew and mold if you get on a regular regimen where you spray it down once a week, top to bottom.
Oh, great.
All right. John, I'm going to say. Go ahead.
I will share with you. You had recommended a product for spiders called Miss Muffet.
Revenge.
Miss Muffet something. Yeah. It's awesome. So your listeners should know it works great.
That's awesome. Hey, I'm going to send you out a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by our friends over at Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. If you choose Cobblestone, you'll receive a $1,000 app gift card with a full kitchen remodel. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. The offer ends September 15th. It's 7:20 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4568. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Well, Mr. Castorini, what do you think?
$10,800.
That seems like a lot.
Look, there are three kinds of pipe. There's the kind of pipe you have, which is garbage. Then there's rocks, which is very good, unless something goes wrong. And something always goes wrong. And then there's copper, which is the only pipe I use. It costs money.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
It costs money because it saves money.
And House Smarts Radio.
I'd like to give a big thanks to John Records Landecker for playing that bit of audio that I had completely forgotten about. And I said to Lindsay, I go, grab this. We need to use this.
It's great.
It costs money because it saves money. You know, when I do my New York show, they have some fun different ads that run all the time. And today I heard an ad for a life insurance company, and it started with, "Hey, do you have a trophy wife?"
I mean,
and so the ad was, if you like got remarried and now you have a trophy wife, you want to make sure that you're protected with your life insurance. And I mean, I looked at Lindsay going like, you just can't make this stuff up, right? You can't make this stuff up. And I'm not going to say who the sponsor was, but there's a, but he's got the same name as me. And you know how, hey, this guy, he's like you. He's on meds too. You know how they use that line? Hey, yeah. Big Lou, he's on meds too, right? Change that to what the topic was. 877, go Lou. I couldn't believe it. Oh, we've had a really, speaking of can't believe it, we have a cool Noodaloo 2 coming up a little bit later on this morning. That is a simple design. When Lindsay found this and sent it to me, I go, oh yeah, this is kind of a cool idea. And they sent me a sample of it, and I think you're going to find it pretty interesting. It's affordable. And I opened up the package and I looked at it. I haven't taken it out of the package, but the note that came with the package is just, and so I read this note, and it's kind of like thanking me for the purchase, right?
Sure.
I didn't purchase it, but they sent it to it. And so I'm reading this. You know, radio is all about the theater of the mind. And I absolutely can picture who the person is that invented this thing and the fact that they wrote this note. And when we do our Noodaloo 2 coming up around 7:50, I'm going to read that note, and I'm going to see if you can close.
Interested in that.
Well, so here's the thing. You know, Bob Surratt does his moment of zen, you know, in the mornings. He's like, oh, here's your moment of zen, and you can, you know, chill out, which I kind of like. I want you to close. When I read this note, I'm going to ask everybody to close their eyes. I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to say, picture what you think this person looks like, and we'll see if it's the same. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Nancy, who's in Willowbrook. Hi, Nancy. You're on WGN. Here she is, listening. I know it's hard. Stepping away. It's in the morning. You're having coffee. I wonder how she takes her coffee.
Good morning.
Nancy, are you a coffee drinker?
Yes, I am.
How do you take your coffee?
I take cream and sugar.
Cream and sugar. All right. How may I help you this morning? Putting that down. Nancy, I'm putting that down. Nancy, cream and sugar. Just in case we get together again, I know how you take your coffee. All right, keep going.
We want to paint all of our oak trim white in the house. And we're wondering, do we need to sand it? Do we need stain? And what kind of paint to use?
Nancy, tell me the truth. We don't want to repaint the trim in the house. You want to repaint the trim in the house.
No, we want to paint it.
Okay. I would, yes. So here's what I would do. I definitely would sand it a little bit. You don't have to go crazy, but what I would do is invest in two or three, maybe four sanding sponges, medium grit, okay? And
okay. And
then you're going to take that on the trim and on the base and just sort of sand it a little bit just to open up the fibers of that finish that's on there a little bit. And then take a damp rag, maybe with, because this is a more than likely polyurethane, take a damp rag with a little bit of like spick and span. I want a little bit of a cleaner to just get any grease or anything that you don't sand off. And then with another damp rag that's just water. Let that dry. Then I absolutely need you to prime this first. And you're going to use a really good primer like Bullseye or Kills. And you can use a waterborne if you want, but you're going to prime it. Don't be so worried about it having like great coverage. It might be a little streaky at first, but then you'll go back over it more than likely with one, possibly two coats of a paint and primer in one. And though I work with, you know, Ace, they do make their Clark and Kensington interior semi-gloss paint is really good.
Okay. And then the second question is, do you think it's going to involve a lot of caulking, or that just depends on how the woodwork is?
Well, I mean, I think that it probably will, because, you know, when it's a stained wood, it's a little bit more forgiving where you don't see it all. Here's what I would do. Prime it all, then you're going to see where you have to caulk. And then go back over it with a really good siliconized acrylic caulking. Caulk those areas where you see gaps. Use your finger to make it nice and smooth. And then you go back and do the finish coat over the top of it. That's kind of like a painter's trick where you prime it, caulk it, and then paint it.
Now back to Lou Manfredini.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
He's taking your calls live.
Where are you getting this kind of radio? Nowhere.
Right here on House Smarts Radio. Sweet dreams are
made of the Welcome back. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to your phone calls. This is Greg in Elgin. Hey, Greg, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Lou, hey, good morning. I've been waiting for days to talk to you.
Oh, you're a good man. How may I help you?
Well, I brewed some coffee, and I am ready to attempt to tackle my exhaust ceiling fan in my bathroom. And we bought a new house.
Okay.
The inspector on his list, the bathroom fan, it wasn't drawing enough air. So, I went up there. I went into the attic. And I saw where the vent was leading. And they basically had like a dryer vent, one of those flexible dryer vents coming off the top of it, and then just rigged up to the screen vent on the side of the house, kind of, sort of. So it's kind of just rigged up. So I'm wondering, it does turn on. The fan does come on. So,
well, here's what I want you to do, first of all. Is the fan, as far as what you have right now, it's not loud or anything like that. It's operating, as far as you know.
It sounds like it should be operating just fine. We do the toilet paper test, where you take toilet paper
right.
And put
and
it to it.
And it holds the toilet paper? It does hold the toilet paper?
It does not.
Oh, it does not. Okay. All right. So what do you want to do? Replace that with a different fan?
Well, that's what I'm asking, I guess. Do I just need to replace the whole thing? Am I missing something here? Is it because there's too much back pressure on the, on the way they have it?
If the hose is running more than 12 feet, then you might not get the kind of power out of that fan that you want. And the other issue is, if it's just rigged up next to like a mushroom vent, is that what you're saying? It's just kind of hanging next to a mushroom vent?
It's actually the a vent. it's an old house, so it's kind of, how do you want to say, just like a window vent, I guess you call it, with a screen, and then like, oh, you know.
Okay, so it is connected to a vent on the outside that goes outside.
Yeah, just kind of like attached to the screen haphazardly, more or less, you know.
So that connection point on the outside should be nice and solid. There shouldn't be, it shouldn't be haphazard. It should be a nice vent on the outside where that pipe goes there. If it's more than 12 feet, that could be where you're not getting the kind of power out of that fan. Now, depending on the maker of that fan, if it's a Brone, chances are if you take that lens cover off, that motor unplugs and you can take that whole housing out without, excuse me, not the housing, but the motor assembly, and you can buy a new motor assembly. And it clicks back in, you put two screws in, and you plug it in, and you're done. Now, how big is the bathroom? Because it's all about the CFMs, right? In other words, if the fan is only a 50 CFM fan, if it's smaller, you know, those are kind of noisy, and they don't move a ton of air. Probably in an average-size bathroom, and you may have said this, but is it a master bath, a side bath? What is it?
Right. It's so I'd say about a 10 by 10.
Okay. So you probably need something that's about 150 CFMs or so. And, you know, that would probably be the right size for something like that. But that would mean you have to take the whole housing down and meaning the whole frame and put in a new fan in the area and then connect it all. But then with that piping, you want to avoid the elbows that you have, right, going across as straight as possible up in that attic space. And if you can use a rigid metal pipe, you know, exhaust pipe that's that like is in 3-foot sections or 30-inch sections that you click together, that will provide less resistance and get the fan to move the air more easily so that you get better exhaust.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's not even piping right now. It's like one of those things that they use for a dryer, like the dryer exhaust. You know what I mean?
It's is flexible. Is it metal or is it the vinyl?
No, vinyl.
Yeah, I don't like the vinyl.
Right, and it's just kind of hooked right to the screen. You know what I mean? Hoping it just blows up. Then, like you said, the lens, the light lens, there's bugs getting down in there.
Yeah.
I did take, you know, cleaned it out, so that means bugs are getting down there too somehow, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So it's
Well, it sounds like you have all your coffee, and you can get yourself a new fan, and maybe, you know, if you go buy a new fan and put it in there, that might be the better way to go. You know, if you can replace the motor housing, then that would be good. Thanks so much for the phone call. 877-213-4LU is our phone number. This is Dave in Glen Ellen. Dave, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Morning, Lou. I was calling for some advice on deck stain.
Okay.
I stain a deck for the first time and wanted to use the right product, and there are so many. I was just looking for some guidance.
Is this a brand new deck?
Yes, it's its first time, so it's really important. I want to make sure that it gets done right.
And when did the deck get installed?
I think it's been in about a year. We're going to be moving into a new house.
Perfect.
And the deck was put on, I think, last year.
Okay.
It's already dried out and everything. It's ready to be stained.
All right. Well, this is good because, you know, once we dry out a little bit, this is what I would tell you to do. Go and clean that deck. Now, you can either pressure wash it or you can use a deck cleaner with a scrub brush if you'd like. It really is up to you. Once you do that, pay attention to see if there's anything that has to be repaired or screws that have to get tightened up, whatever it is. But then this is the critical part here, Dave. You have to sand the flat portion of the deck boards. So anything, if it's a 5/4 round edge decking that you're walking on, any of those boards, I need to lightly sand it. It isn't, I don't need you to go crazy like you're making a piece of furniture, but I need to open up the fibers of the wood. And you could use like a medium grit on an orbital sander, or you could rent a pad sander that you stand behind like a floor machine if you were working in a grocery store at night or something like that. And then if there's a drink rail, get that all going and then lightly sand the balusters and whatever. By opening up those fibers, you're going to give the stain the best chance to get inside that wood. And then here is the stain, in my opinion. It's called Penofin. P-E-N-O-F-I-N. It's a rosewood.
P-E-N-O-F-I-N.
Correct. Penofin. You got to find a dealer, okay? If you go to their website, you can find a dealer near you out in Glen Ellen. It's not something you're going to pick up at Home Depot or Lowe's. It's either at a paint store or at an Ace. A lot of Ace stores carry Penofin. They make a blue, well, they make a bunch of different products, but their bread and butter is, comes in this blue can. If this deck gets a lot of sun for $5 more, the red can has a higher UV protection on there. This rosewood oil, the way you apply this is a little bit different than other deck stains. It only goes on by brush. You brush on a few boards, you get to the end, you wait 2 minutes, you come back over with a rag and you wipe it down like you're doing refinishing a dining room table or something like that. And it really digs in and holds well. And I have just seen so much great performance with this stuff over the years that it is my go-to. I have nothing to do with this company other than the product works really well. They've advertised on the radio station, but that's because probably I talked to them, talked about them so much that the sales staff finally got the chutzpah to call them.
Yeah, I've done it all. I had rotator cuff surgery, so I can't do it. We're gonna have to have it done this time. But I've done all the things that you said. I always scrub and sand and prep. But we've had to use the stain that's like paint, which I hate.
No.
Because no matter how hard you work, you can never get it to last. I want the clear stuff, and that's what we're going to use.
Right.
Now.
So the Penofin is semi-transparent. I'm not against the solid colored, but the solid color, the application of it has to be really good. And I'll tell you that the fall, once we dry out a little bit, is the best time to do a deck. It really is because the temperatures are a little bit cooler, the sun is not as bright, and it works really well.
And can I ask a bonus question?
Sure.
Inverter system. Do you know anybody that services them?
Inverter, are we talking about a generator?
Like the air conditioner, heater type of thing.
You mean
standalone,
separate? You mean a heat exchanger?
I guess it's an LG product.
Oh, is it a ductless system? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, most HVAC companies do. A couple that you could contact would be either Dykstra Home Services or Perfect Home Services. They're actually based out of Aurora. They work on those pieces of equipment for you and can certainly service them no problem. So either one of those contractors should be able to help you out. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:46 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. WGN.
This week's New to Lou 2 makes turning your outdoor water faucet on and off fast and easy. It's called Faucet Grip, and it simply attaches to most outdoor faucets, spigots, and hose bibs, making it easier to grip when it's wet or hard to turn. The faucet turner adds ease, leverage, and size to any outdoor lattice-styled faucet handle with its big, grippable surface. It's really great for anyone who struggles with arthritis or for folks that just have small hands. Like Judy! Any SNL fans out there? This add-on provides a stronger, more comfortable fit in your hand, and bonus, it also helps to prevent leaks and wasted water. All the hardware is included. They go for $7.99 for one or $14.99 for two. You can find out more at faucetgrip.com. Save your hands. Save your water. That's this week's New to Lose 2.
Oh, my gosh. You were all over. You immediately went to Judy when you were putting this together.
I know.
Right?
I couldn't help. I love Kristen Wiig. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know.
And then I rewatched it the other day.
Of course. Okay.
Dying, so
basically what this is, it's like you get two handles, it's two-pack faucet grip. And the one thing is, for where we live in Chicago, if you have a modern frost-proof hose bib on the outside, this won't work because the handle is a little bit bigger. But if you have more of a traditional, what they call a lattice handle on your
lattice style, yes,
lattice style, it fits over the top of it. So this was invented by a guy named Jim, okay, And it was because his wife, Karen, had a hard time opening and closing the thing. So he came up with the solution. So I get the package. All right. Now, this is your moment of zen. Okay. So we know the guy's name is Jim. Okay. Sure. But I want you to think about what you'll know about Jim, because I'm pretty sure he wrote this note that came in the package. It said, mm-hmm. Faucet Grip, thank you for your faucet grip purchase. We know you'll be pleased with how comfortable and easy it is for you to turn your outdoor faucets on and off once you have your new faucet grip installed. Faucet Grip is perfect for gift giving. It's easy to install, easy to use, and a great help with those small, weak, or even wet hands. Our quick installation directions are on the back panel. Please note, we suggest that you spread a cloth or a newspaper beneath the hose bib in case you drop one of the provided screws or nuts. They can be difficult to find. I mean, isn't that so nice?
That is nice.
Right?
I love that. I see where you went with it.
Right? Hey, this is a nice guy who came up with a thing, and he goes,
thinking ahead.
Because you don't want to be like, oh, where's that screw? I can't see it. Like, here's the problem. You can't see, but you wear contact lens. The thing that drives me crazy, no, but my point is I wear glasses, and so when I'm working on stuff, you know, you're like, you got your head turned, tilted back so far to be able to see something that it just drives you crazy. Now imagine, right? I'm trying to put the hose bib on, and I drop the nut, and I'm like, oh, this piece of junk. Well, Jim's making sure that you don't make that same mistake. Nice guy, Jim.
Right, he's like your dad.
Right, he is. I like him.
He's looking out for you.
He is. Are you going to put that up on our Facebook page?
I am. I will.
All right. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568 is our number. Let's go back to the phone calls right now and talk with, I think it's Donald, who's on the northwest side. Hey, Donald, good morning. Hey, Don, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning. He's ordering.
Yes.
Hello, Donald.
Good morning.
Good morning. How may I help you, sir?
Well, I've got a bungalow, and it's kind of old, 1928.
All right.
Out the front door, there's a platform, and it's only three steps down to the pavement. I want to put a railing into the wall, and so far I can't find out where either I can buy one or have one made. It's only about a little over 3 feet in length of the horizontal, and then three steps down
right, for
the angle.
So you want like a nice railing to help you get up on the stairs and get up to the front porch?
Well, no porch, just this platform.
Right, like a landing.
Right. My door is closer to the ground. All my stairs are inside the house.
Well, I think
I just have three from the platform to the sidewalk.
Right. I think what you probably want to do is have what would make the most sense is have someone come and build like a nice, either a pipe rail or a wrought iron rail that they could attach to the house, drill into the concrete, and then come down that step or steps so you have a nice...
Oh, it's all face brick.
Face brick on the home. What about on the what about the porch or the platform?
No, that's all face brick.
Everything is face brick.
Correct.
Okay. But does the face brick fit on, does it, when you're standing, when you come out of your front door, what are you standing on?
A concrete platform.
Correct. So we need the railing to extend onto that, correct?
No, I was just going to screw it into the wall.
Oh, you just want a handle so that when you come to the door, you can grab onto something right at the side of the house.
Correct.
Okay.
It's only about... I'd say 4 or 5 inches from the door to the wall.
I see. Okay.
So I need this kind of railing, and I have a stainless steel full louvered storm door.
Right. What if you bought a stainless steel grab bar that... do you want to install this yourself, Donald?
I could.
Okay. What if you bought a stainless steel grab bar, like one that's used in a bathroom, right? It's all stainless steel. So it's a simple pipe. It comes, it's got a kind of a sweeping angle off of the mounting plate on top and bottom. And you can buy them in, you know, 18 inches or 24 inches, whatever you want. If you mount this vertically next to your door and you use stainless steel fasteners, okay, you can drill into, or quite frankly, if you're going to do it yourself, you could use, are you familiar with a concrete anchor called Tapcon?
Right, I use those in the back from the basement up to the sidewalk.
You could go right into the mortar joints with the Tapcon. You set up this grab bar. You drill those holes. You put the Tapcons in. Then there's these grab bars have a stainless steel excussion plate that's integrated into them. That covers those holes that you just drilled in. The Tapcons won't rust. The plate will cover where the holes were. It'll look nice and clean. And the fact that it's stainless steel, you don't have to worry about it, you know, rusting outside.
The only thing with that is I'd have to put one level and then one at the angle going down by the steps themselves.
Right. Or you could have, you could hire somebody to come and build you the custom rails.
Well, that I would like, but I could never figure out where in the hell I could find a man to do that.
You have a pen or a pencil ready?
I didn't know how to look it up in the phone book, and I didn't know how to use it on the phone.
All right. Do you have a pen or a pencil ready? I'm going to give you the name and number of someone to call.
I have a pencil and a pen.
All right. You choose. Which one do you want to use today?
Well, I'm on the north side of Chicago.
All right. So does that mean you use a pencil when you're in the north side? Southsiders use pens?
I got a pen.
All right. Let's use a pen. All right. How about this? Ready? Chicago's Finest Ironworks. I have known John and Brian for over 25 years, and these are just two of the nicest gentlemen, and they do the nicest work. They've been building railings and steps and stairs and out of metal and iron for a long, long time. Really good people. The phone, and they work all over the, they work all over the city. So they come all over. Ready? 708-895-4484.
Yes. 4484?
Yep. 708-895-4484. And you tell them that Lou Manfredini told you to call, and can they help you out?
Are they on the north side of Chicago? Or
they are not. They're actually way south, but they work all over the city. They're in the city constantly and will do a nice job for you.
You know, Lou Manfredini, he's got many faces. He's bilingual.
This is Lucia. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Lucia.
He knows his stuff and wants to help you with problems you've got around your home.
We have a problem. The mouse, he chewed up the wire.
Rodents are creatures of habit, and so they're going to keep coming back there.
And if you're still confused, he really paints the picture for you.
They were like, hey, remember Jimmy the mouse? Whatever happened to him? Oh, he went over there to go eat, and he never came back. And so then they go to check on Jimmy the rat, and then, hey, what happened to Billy? Oh, he went to go eat over at Lucia's house. She's a great cook, but the wires keep giving them their last meal.
Poor Jimmy. Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
You don't spit into the wind. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 8:12 in the morning. This hour of our show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Joe Brand, and I know, hopefully Don's there too. Can I ask you a question about the Chicago Blackhawks?
Sure.
And the Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay.
We can't seem to beat the Vegas Golden Knights, right?
No.
Dallas can.
Yeah. And Vegas had a fantastic first game in that series. The Vegas Golden Knights, as I said before, they're just a very deep team. And, I mean, when you get an expansion team, what they do is they get the expansion draft. So they get a lot of middle-tier players from all the other teams in the league.
I don't like it. Can you call Gary Bettman or whatever his name is and say, I don't like this?
All right. Just give me a second.
Write that down. Don will get his number.
Yep. Working on it.
All right, yeah, Gary, Lou wants to beat the Vegas Golden Knights. Can we make that happen?
Lou who?
Yeah, he said he's not going to.
And the other thing is, you know, Mrs. Manfredini, who is a huge sports fan, we were watching football last night, or not last night, the opening night on Thursday. That was fun to see.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's great. Nice to have it back.
Yeah. And you can see why, if anybody was wondering why Patrick Mahomes it was worth $500 million, that kid can just play.
Showed it off. Right. Some sidearm throws right in the opener. Unbelievable.
I mean, even the touchdown that wasn't even a touchdown just showed, yep, okay, he's worth the money that he just picked up. He's an easy guy to root for, too. He's just he's a very good guy. Just got engaged. Just bought some of the Kansas City Royals. Like, he's in it to win it for Kansas City. The team that drafted him gave him a shot, that he gave them a Super Bowl. It just seems like a cool, happy marriage.
He sounds like Kermit the Frog, too.
Excuse me?
He sounds like Kermit the Frog. He has an interesting voice.
Well, he does, right? And that commentary from Don Kleppen at WGN Radio News.
That's right.
877-213-4LU is our phone number. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Hey, coming up a little bit later on, we're not talking. Are we talking to anybody? Are we talking to anybody today?
Nope, just...
It's me and you and the listeners. That's what it is. And Don and Joe. And so let's get back to those phone lines right now. This is Amy in Chicago. Amy, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Wow. I feel so excited and honored.
Oh, stop
it.
How may I help you?
So it's too flat in Chicago, and it's over 100 years old, so built in the 1890s.
Okay.
So pretty old, and I've checked. There's some like a kind of running water sound, and it's kind of driving me crazy. I've checked the toilets. I've checked the water heater. I've checked the kitchen sinks. I've even had our handyman come over and take a look to see if he can find anything or see anything or whatever, and he can't hear it. Which also kind of makes me think what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so any ideas of what else to look at? I thought, oh, I could just jingle some of the toilets. You know, sometimes the toilets will run. But the toilets flushed. I checked the tanks to make sure they were filling up. It wasn't at the toilet base. I checked the sinks in the bathrooms and the kitchens. No puddles of water.
Okay, Amy, you said you're in a two-flat. Are they two separate apartments?
Correct.
Okay, and are you on the lower level, the upper level?
Lower level.
Okay, and where is the main water valve in the home?
In the back, in like the laundry room area.
Okay, and if you go in that back laundry area, do you hear the water running back there?
No.
No. Okay.
It's kind of in like the living room area.
The living room.
Like the front of the house as opposed to the back of the house.
The living room area of the first floor unit.
Correct.
And there's no bathroom in the front.
No. The bathrooms and the kitchens share a wall.
Okay. Is there
in the back.
Is there a water spigot at the front, an outdoor water spigot?
No, there isn't. That's also at the back.
That's also at the back. Okay. And, when you had your handy person come over, did they shut the main mm-hmm. water valve off?
They did not.
Okay. So, and let me ask you one other thing. Do you have a meter?
Yes.
Okay. And you're friendly with is it your tenants up above? Is this your building? You live in this building? You own this building?
I don't live in the building. We have just one tenant, and you know the tenant is the one actually calling, saying, "I keep hearing this water sound."
Okay, and the tenant is in the first floor or the second floor?
First floor.
First floor, and we went to the second floor, and there's no water running on the second floor at all.
Correct.
Okay. Well, then we need to, there's a couple things that can happen. First of all, you can get this water sound, and it can travel through a lot of different things. One other question, I'm just trying to picture this in my mind. Hot water heat in the building?
No, they're old, I'm going to call them space heaters. Like, they're like a gas heater,
okay.
Like a stove,
okay.
You know, in each of the floors.
So there's a trick that... water and sewer contractors use that the first time I saw this, I thought it was the funniest thing in the world, but it really does work. If you can imagine the old time phones when, you know, you'd hold the phone in your hand and you'd talk into the speaker and you'd put the thing on your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Sewer contractors that do sewer and water have the thing that's like the ear, and they have a long metal rod on it with a pointer on the end. So it could be 2-3 feet long. And they'll take it over on the water meter, wherever the water box is out in the street, and they'll stick it on that thing, and they'll put their ear next to it and hear if water is running.
Okay.
Now, that's one thing, but what I would do is I would, if you go, and so you said the tenant's complaining about the water sound. When you go there, do you hear it?
I haven't gone yet. I'm going there this weekend.
Okay, so when you go there this weekend and you're like, huh, yeah, you know what? I hear it. Go down to the main water valve in the back and shut the water off. If you still hear it, then there's a good chance that there's an issue with the Buffalo box, meaning that the city valve out at the street is leaking. And what you're going to, before you say, okay, like, oh, that's the problem solved. What you're going to pray is that it's leaking on the city side of that valve. Because if it's leaking on your side, that's your money, not theirs.
Got it.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Can you say that Buffalo box again?
The Buffalo box is the main valve that is in the parkway that feeds, that's the way you turn the water on and off to your property. That valve belongs to the city of Chicago.
Should we call the city?
You can, but I would do this test first. So if you shut, because here's the thing, if you have a meter, those valves have been replaced in the past 10 years or so, right? You probably did the meter in the last 10 years. So those valves, those valves should hold water. So just shut the valve off, you know, shut the valve off on the house side of the meter. There should be two valves there so that there's no water coming in. And then pay attention. You'll see there's a dial there. Nothing should be turning at that point. But if you still hear it, like, wow, I still hear the water running, then you know it could be an issue with the water service, and hopefully it's on the city side. Then I would call.
Okay, that's awesome.
Then I would call the water department, and they'll come out and inspect.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So much.
That's awesome.
Good luck. I hope it all works out for you, Amy. Thanks so much for calling. All right. It's 8:21 in the morning. It's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Well, it's no surprise, Shiloh Cabinetry is a favorite of the designers at Builder Supply Outlet, and the most popular with Tom's customers. Family-owned since 1977, Shiloh offers an array of styles to customize the look you want. Pick from frameless, modern styles to rustic, even contemporary. With a variety of wood finishes, make it your own with Sherwin Williams paint color or an assortment of stains and paint glazes. Yep, super customizable without the custom price. Another reason to see what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
WGN. Saturdays on WGN-TV, your go-to show from those in the know. Chicago Football Weekly, Saturday nights at 6 on WGN-TV.
Hey, when is the last time you had your furnace professionally cleaned? You know, these newer high-efficiency furnaces need more than just a dust and clean. They need professional tune-ups. Call Dykstra Home Services now for a preseason special. For only $89, they'll completely service your furnace. You'll be ready for winter. Call today, 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeServices.com. They also have affordable maintenance agreements available. 800-421-3220. Or DykstraHomeServices.com. Dykstra Home Services, they're Chicagoland's premier heating and cooling company, forget this, over 94 years. 877-213-4LU is our phone number, 877-213-4568. Let's go back to your phone calls right now and speak with Peggy, who's in Wheaton. Hi, Peggy.
877-213-4LU is our phone number.
There she is, hold on.
213-4568.
Three, two, one.
Hello.
Peggy. Hi, Peggy. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm noticing, and my house is built on a slab, and I'm noticing on the wood floor there is a rise, which makes me think, is there possibly a crack in the foundation and water is leaking in, and it's becoming more noticeable over the last couple of months. I also have a huge tree right outside that room, and I'm wondering if the roots of the tree are causing the problem.
Peggy, is the lift of this floor, is it near the wall?
Yes.
Okay. And when you look at the wall itself, tell me about what is the exterior of the home? Is it siding? Is it brick? What is it?
It's wood siding, or siding.
Okay. You know, you don't have radiant heat in that floor, do you?
No.
Okay. So your slab inside the home is separate from the foundation wall. So your foundation wall, you know, is out there, even though and even though you are just on a slab, that goes down, you know, 42 inches or so. And so the roots, if they were coming in, would be damaging the foundation wall, not just the floor. But it is possible that there's water or something that's heaving that floor, meaning that it's lifting that floor up. Now, when you walk over there, is there any creaking or anything like that that's going on?
No, but I'm noticing that the sides of the slats are rising up. You know, okay. It's not a real smooth...
Okay, right. So the only way to really determine for sure what's going on is that section of flooring has to be removed, and then that slab needs to be inspected. So let's say they were to find that it's a crack or it's lifted up. They may have to come in and cut out that section of concrete, reset it and repin it to itself, report, and then patch the floor. What is your overall, Peggy, plan with this house?
Well, I plan on staying.
Okay. All right. I mean, this is not an inexpensive proposition if this is something you want to get solved. And it is it's kind of a specialty contractor thing here. I mean, it's a, you'd have to have somebody come and take up the flooring. And then once the inspection of the concrete has to happen, somebody's got to come in and patch and re-pour that floor.
Okay, does that have to be the entire floor?
No.
Can they do it just in the section that...
Just in the section that's there, more than likely. But again, you won't know that until you until you open that floor up. But it is possible that it's just a heaving of the floor that could be patched. You know, I you hear me talk about this. I mean, maybe what I would start with is somebody like Robert R. Andreas and Sons. They're a concrete contractor. I mean, this is a smaller job, but they may be able to help you with this.
Okay, Robert R. Andreas.
Yeah, let me give you their phone number if you have it, if you're ready for it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so it's Robert R. Andreas and Sons. I just had it. Hold on. Hold, please. Here we go. 708-863-5735.
708-863-6735. Okay. When you say expensive, can you just give me a ballpark figure?
$1 million? No, I don't know. I mean, you know, if you had to take up the floor and then they came in, I mean, this all in could be a $5,000 proposition.
Okay.
And I'm just stabbing at that because I don't know the situation,
I get it.
Right?
Right.
But at least you can start and then maybe they can help you determine what's going on.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the call. I appreciate it.
You got it. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate that as well. It's 8:28 in the morning. Hey, you know what? 2020, it marks my 25th anniversary at WGN Radio. I started back in 1995 as a guest on the great Bob Collins Show. And in honor of my anniversary, Well, we're giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. Each week, we're going to feature a different product or service that you can win. Last week, we gave away $1,500 of concrete service from Andreas & Sons. How about that? Congratulations to the winner, Margaret Pack of Chicago. This week, the prize is a twist and seal prize package of their electrical cord protection products and, get this, a $500 Ace Hardware gift card. How about a new grill? Keep water out and your lights on with Twist and Seal. The Twist and Seal family of award-winning products are all proudly made in the USA. You can enter to win at WGNradio.com/contest. That's WGNradio.com/contests. Now, this contest ends tomorrow, Sunday, at 11:59 p.m., so submit your entry today. Sponsored by Twist and Seal, the industry leader in cord protection products. And stay tuned. Next week, we'll announce the winner and the next favorite things that you could win. All right. 877-213-4LU is our phone number. 877-213-4568 is our phone number.
He's smooth.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon.
Look, I'm going
to
say something that might be a little, you might not want to hear this.
Let
me but you know, I'm still doing the Seattle Sutton.
Yeah.
And I had a delicious breakfast this morning. It was like these breakfast burritos and some sweet potatoes. And I asked my wife a couple weeks ago, I go, you know, I really need a new pair of jeans. And I'm wearing smaller clothes since I've lost the weight, you know. And so she bought me the jeans and I put them on. They fit, you know, and then I put them on. And you know how you wear jeans, if you wear them after a couple hours or so, they kind of, you know, whatever.
Stretch out a little bit. Yeah.
And I'm walking around and I said, you know, these jeans are almost too big. And I got such a look from my wife.
Oh, yeah. We don't like that.
Yeah. You don't say that to. Yeah. And
it is frustrating because for some, a lot of men tend to lose weight quicker. And I don't know what it is, but, you know, women have to work. I feel like women work a lot harder sometimes.
100%. And you got
when you all of a sudden.
And here's the thing. Women have all kinds of stuff going on with their bodies, you know, that men don't.
That is correct.
So, I mean, right? And so that, you know, I get that. I get it. Just throwing that out there.
Well.
These jeans, they're still my favorite jeans. 877-2 love that Seattle. 877-213-4LU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the calls. This is Mary, who's in Chicago. Hi, Mary. You're on WGN. Mary?
Hello?
Hi, Mary. Did you fall down?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you fall down?
Did I fall down?
You just made a sound when you picked up the phone. How may I help you this morning?
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I am. I have new wood trim in the kitchen.
Congratulations!
Thank you. It's premium pine, and it's and I wanted to stain it. Unlike Nancy, I'm sorry, Nancy. But anyway, I used pre-conditioner, whatever it is,
A stain sealer.
Yeah, and it came out, it didn't come out as good as the rest of my house. Some of it is darker, some of it is lighter, and I'm just sick about it because I built it myself.
I know.
And so, anyway, I wondered if there's any way that you can lighten stain, or can you sand it off and start over again?
Yeah,
I mean,
so
I know staining is a tough business, but I just wondered if you had any hints to try and fix it.
Mary, let me ask you, is it that that it came out a little blotchy? Is that what it is? Like there's some parts that are dark and some parts that are lighter?
Yeah, but it's also, you know, it's you know, the wood was bought at different times, so, you know, it's, Right. And so some of it is just a completely different color than the rest of it, even though it's the same.
Here is the issue between what you just did and then your older pine that's there. And let me ask you this, the existing trim that's on the home now, what how old is that, would you guess?
No, all the existing trim has been ripped off. So
oh, it was?
It's all brand new.
Oh, it's all brand new. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then this is an easy, it's an easy answer that you're not going to like the reason.
Don't tell me to paint it.
No. Wood that we're
okay, go ahead.
The wood that we're using now, okay, in general, whether it's pine or, you know, whatever it is, it's no longer old growth wood. And so in particular with pine, that's a soft wood. I mean, they are planting pine trees in vast forests like a crop, just like corn or soybeans, and every 30 years they harvest it. And so every year we're harvesting these trees that they're now planting, and they're spreading out so that they grow faster. But what that means is, while we'll get the long lengths of wood that we need to build our homes and do everything, the wood is faster growing and it is not as dense. And so in particular, pine is a very difficult wood to stain because of that, how would I describe it, almost airiness of the wood. And so did you go with a really dark color?
No.
Okay.
It's kind of a medium tone.
Yeah.
No.
Here's what I would do. I would, have you heard me talk, this would be a way to test it. Do you have like a inside of a closet door that you trimmed out or something like that?
No, but go ahead.
I want you to get some Howard's Restore Finish in the
Howard's Restore Finish.
Right.
Okay.
And some quadruple zero steel wool, and in the color that's closely matches as the color you stained, use that, and I want you to wipe it down with this steel wool. It's going to remove the finish off of the door. Excuse me, off of the trim. But it's also going to penetrate the trim a little bit and possibly blend it all in. Then you're going to wipe that. Then you're going to wipe that with a rag and see how that looks. If all of a sudden you get some consistency in the color, because this is called a wood amalgamator, you're going to just buy one bottle as a test. If it works, you're going to buy multiple bottles, and you're going to wipe this down and spread it out so it's nice and even. And if all of a sudden you're like, "Holy smokes, this looks really good," I got to listen to that Lou Manfredini on Saturdays more. Then you can take that and put a new poly finish over the top of that, and you're done. If it doesn't look any better,
yeah.
Then you're going to scrub. You're going to rub even more to try and get a little bit of the finish off, and then you're going to stain it again to try and maybe get a little bit darker color to blend it all in. And you're going to do door to door to door.
Lightning. Of it goes.
You're not going to light it. You're not going to lighten it.
So, no. Okay.
No.
And sanding it off.
You'd be better off replacing the trim. Which you don't want to do.
Okay.
Do me a favor. How about this? Try this Howard's thing. Call me back next week. Call me back next week. I want to know what happened.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you very much.
Got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Hey, you might want to pay attention to this one. Are your doors or windows sticking, cracks in the drywall or exterior brickwork, maybe a bowing basement wall or uneven floors? Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini. These can be signs of symptoms of structural issues, and that means damage to your home's foundation. It's scary stuff, but don't fret. My friends over at PermaSeal can help. Give them a call today at 800-421-SEAL. Not only will you avoid paying an expensive consultation fee, but a certified structural consultant will thoroughly evaluate your foundation and offer you a permanent solution at absolutely no charge. For over 40 years, PermaSeal has been committed to providing quality products and customer service that you deserve. When that work is done, you'll have a transferable warranty, yes, even to the next homeowner. That's why PermaSeal has earned an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and has a 4.9 Google rating. For structural foundation repair solutions, call PermaSeal, 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net. PermaSeal is truly known best for being better. It's 8:47 in the morning, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4. 4568. This is Diane, who's calling in from Wisconsin. Hi, Diane. Diane? Diane's watching TV. Hello? And listening to the radio. Diane, you're on Hello? WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Well, I want to thank you for that tip about the grab bar for the railing. That's a great idea. I need to do that at my cottage. And the other thing is, you recommended the Pedafin for doing our deck.
Okay.
And we did it, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh. That
the
makes me so
jealous.
That makes me so happy. I'm glad it worked out for
wonderful.
You. Good.
Okay, my one last project for the year.
Okay.
Is I need to get a storm door for my front door. And is there a brand that you would recommend over others? There's so many different kinds.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The brand that I have used for years and have been really good luck with is one by Larson.
Okay.
And Larson has been around a really long time, American-made. They have a bunch of different styles available to you, very sturdy, pretty easy to install. And there's okay. there's a lot of places you can buy Larson doors.
Right. I've seen the brand.
But what I would tell you is, if you have a chance, because if you end up going to like a big box store, mm-hmm. where, you know, a lot of people do, go on their website first so you can see the different styles that are there, because you won't see everything, you know, at a home center. So you want to just see, like, oh, I like this, and then maybe write down the number. If you want to special order it or something like that, you can.
Gotcha. Okay. Then after we get the storm door up, I want to paint the front door as a steel door,
mm-hmm.
and I want to paint that a different color.
Okay.
And what should I do to prepare the surface?
Lightly sand it. You know, make sure that it's nice and smooth. And once you get that storm door open, because you're going to want to probably leave this door open for a while as it dries.
Exactly.
And then, you know, there on a door, which way does the door face?
It faces west.
Okay.
But it's under a deep porch.
So you don't get a lot of direct sunlight?
No.
Okay.
No.
Buy a quart of Clark & Kensington exterior paint. It can be used on metal doors, and it's a really good product. It flows really well, and you can custom color it anything you want.
Okay. Just plain old Clark & Kensington paint?
Yep. Clark & Kensington exterior.
Oh, okay.
Exterior.
Okay.
Right? And then you're going to prep it,
okay.
sand it. If it's a metal door, you can it's self-priming, so you'll do two coats of it with that over the top.
Terrific. All right. That's my next project, and then I'm done.
All right. Then I guess I'll hear from you next year when you get more projects to do. Thanks so much, Diane, for the phone call. 877-213-4LOU is our number, and this is Wendy in Arlington Heights. Hi, Wendy. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. How may I help you?
I have a kitchen drawer that keeps opening up by itself. I've taken it out and checked. There's nothing that pushes it out in the space, and I just don't know what the problem is.
That drawer that you have, does it have metal glides on the sides?
Yeah, they're on the side.
Right.
It's a full extension drawer.
Okay.
And I can't see that any of them are loose or
now underneath,
wobbly or anything.
So the metal tracks are under the body of the drawer, correct?
No, they're on the side.
They're on
There's
the sides.
One on each side of the
okay.
drawer.
When you and then are you able to easily take the drawer off of the hardware or not really?
Yeah, I have done that. I've taken it out and put it back in.
Okay.
And
hold on.
Doesn't change.
Hold on. So the part that it slides into, when you take the drawer out, you've got a metal track that's screwed into the back of the cabinet. Okay?
The track is on the side of the cabinet.
Okay, so it's screwed on the side.
Both sides of the
And on the back side, there's a piece of hardware, a little wing or something, that has screws into the side of the cabinets. Correct?
In the back? I don't know. I'd have to look.
Okay. Well, here's my point. those the brackets that are on the side that are you know, they're either loose and you need to tighten the screws, or you need to take both of those tracks, take the screws out, and you should have on those side plates multiple holes. Like it's almost like a face plate with multiple holes. If you take the little screws out and then in the back of those brackets, lower it one little notch so that the angle of the drawer track is slightly, you know, it's not level. It's dipping back a little bit. That way, when you slide the drawer, you have gravity working on yourself, on your side, rather.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so loosen. Well, there's probably some play in the.
So if the play is there, then just tighten those screws. It could be as easy as just tightening up those screws. Or if you put the screws in and they're like, wow, they're just spinning, then maybe you can get a little bit longer screw to go a little bit deeper, or a little fatter screw to grab more of the hole to tighten up that hardware, and I bet that'll solve the problem.
Okay, well, I'll try that.
All right, give it a shot. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU. This is Tony in Chicago. Tony, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know you ask him to turn the radio down. I know you do. Oh, did we lose him? We lost Tony. He was pushing the buttons. All right, let's try Andrew, who's in Indian Head Park. Hey, Andrew, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Here, 3, 2, 1. Good morning. There he is.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you, Andrew? How may I help you?
Good morning, Lou. I missed you for a minute here. There's a question about one of your products you always talk about, Wet and Forget. I bought this probably about 3-4 months ago. I bought the concentrate for the lower part of my garage in my home, and I bought the one attached to the garden hose to do my top of my chimney. And it's like a graystone. And the one in the bottom part where I made my own concentrate, sprayed it, no problem. Everything was fine. It took away a lot of moss and ugly black spots. But when I did the chimney, nothing happened. And it's been, and I did it for about, you know, 5, 6, 7 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still the same.
Spray it again. I mean, what you have on that chimney, if you told me it's a limestone, right? Like
limestone.
So that,
yes.
That carbon buildup that's inside there could be deep inside, and it could take a couple applications for it to work.
We've tried it.
I've tried it on limestone before, and sometimes you got to reapply just because, you know, the thing with the wet and forget is that, you know, once you spray it on, it kills what's ever there. And now I need the rain and the wind to blow it away. But if it's a big buildup of it, then it's going to take time. And so I would spray it again, and that should work.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
All right. I appreciate you calling this morning. Thanks so much. It's 8:56 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Has anybody called Jack Patak after we talked about him a couple weeks ago? Jack Patak and Christine Dupape, and gotten them together? No?
You know, I
anyway,
so.
Is this on? I mean, this is like this is marketing gold right here.
I tried calling Jack Patak. He didn't answer, but you know what?
What?
He called right back.
Oh, my good one.
See? Zing. Look at all the stuff that's there. Jack Patak, I'd like you to meet Christine Dupape. I mean, Dupape. I mean, it's right there. I don't know what. No one's listening.
The potential. It's like a garden.
Thank
just
you.
So much.
Thank you, Don. Don, it's sprouting left and right here. No one's paying attention. I realize it's rainy, but this is low-lying fruit. Jack Patak, Christine Dupape. Guaranteed rate. Hey, how about this?
Take a break.
If you have moss, mold, mildew, or algae growing on hard-to-reach places, you know, like roofs, second-story siding, or even your awnings, you should pick up Wet and Forget's Extreme Reach Hose End now. When Forget's No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner attaches to your garden hose and has a nozzle that sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget's hose end easily cleans places you normally couldn't reach without climbing up on a ladder, all with no scrubbing, rinsing, or dealing with pressure washers. You just spray it on and you're done. Just wet it and forget it. Then every time it rains, Wet and Forget gently cleans that black and green stuff off of all your outdoor surfaces, including brick, stucco, stone, decks, sidewalks, driveways, and more. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Yep, you heard that right, 2,000 square feet. Make cleaning easy. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Ace, Menards, Meijer, or Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a store near you. It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Saturday morning, right. We're ready to get working.
Here we go.
That's right. You're tuned in to Lou.
Yes, I was just wondering, this Mister, I'll come over and help spray, prime, and paint your wrought iron railing.
And House Smarts Radio.
No. That's coming up later on.
He may not be knocking on your door anytime soon. You know, social distancing. But he sure will help you now over these radio airwaves.
What time are you going to be here?
All you have to do is call. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm.
This hour of House Smarts Radio,
when you get the blues,
sponsored by Dykstra Home Services. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Thanks so much for joining us. Kind of a dreary, rainy day. Rain all day, but you know what it's good for? Napping. Who doesn't want to take a nap?
Me.
You don't?
I'm not a napper.
Yeah. It's hard for me, too.
But I go to bed at 7.
Right. Well, yeah, there's that. But it is, you know, it's sometimes that good power nap. You know, we, by the way, we dropped our son Max off at school yesterday. He finally went back. So we moved him in. It was very orderly. He's up at Carthage College, and they were very put together. And now, like most people sending college students back to school, we keep our fingers crossed that everybody stays healthy. And Mallory's been back for about 3 weeks now, and it's kind of a mix between in school and at home. She's a senior. I was talking to one of the one of the professors there, and it's got to be hard for the new freshmen because they're kind of separated, you know, that kind of camaraderie that happens when you first go away to school. But we're going to make the best of it, and we're all going to stay positive, right?
Our girls started this week as well.
Right.
Full-time in, I mean, grade school.
Right.
But they have got it down.
Right. That's good.
School does.
Yeah, so we just have to keep a really good attitude about it all and try and stay positive and try and follow the rules and see if we can mitigate this thing and get it licked for sure. So let's try our best, everybody, and let's keep going. All right, we got about an hour, just a bit less than an hour left of House Smarts Radio. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. Let me know what I can do to help you this morning. 877-213-4LOU is that number. This is Dennis calling in from Huntley. Dennis, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you, sir?
I'm going to seal my patio pavers, and I'm wondering what type of sealer you suggest.
Is this an older patio paver, newer? Tell me about it.
No, it's about 3-4 months old.
Okay. And your original contractor didn't do any sealing, or what's that story?
No, they didn't.
Okay. There's a company that's been around for a while for pavers that's called Eagle. And you can get that in 5-gallon buckets. That it's a pretty well-regarded, sealer for pavers. And if you follow those instructions to put that down, that would be what I would recommend to use. Eagle paver sealer.
Is that like sealer?
Like the bird?
Is it a penetrating one?
It is. It is. There's another one. Go ahead.
That's what you would suggest. A penetrating?
Definitely, because the you want it to kind of dig in a little bit to hold on. You know, it's a funny thing about pavers. When they first kind of hit the marketplace and they were becoming very popular, the whole claim by all these manufacturers was, you don't need to seal it. It's just, you know, it's the brickwork. It's fine. But then the discoloration sort of came. And I will tell you, while I'm not a huge sealer fan in general, because I think it traps dirt, with the pavers, you know, a lot of people like that wet look, you know, kind of almost has a little bit of sheen to it. And if you're going for right. that, then I think that that would be I would that would be the way to go. There's another product that you can find called Seal Tech, and another manufacturer, the company UGL, which is makes the product Drylock. They make a paver sealer as well. So between those three, you decide which one you want to use. And the biggest thing there is to follow the manufacturer's recommendations and directions on how to put it all in there so that you're doing it the right way. Dennis, thanks so much for the phone call. I really appreciate it. All right, 877-213-4LU is our phone number. I think Marita is our next caller in Barrington. Marita, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Question that I have is on the front of your stoves. You know that glass panel that's there?
How do you know?
How
do you know what the front of my stove looks like?
Well, it may not have a glass panel. Maybe you've got a cooktop and
I don't know, but you said the front of my stove.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Front of stoves. Is that better?
No, I'm just joking. Okay, tell me about your stove.
Okay, my stove and other stoves that I've had, it's driven me crazy because you can't clean. I could not clean the inside of the glass panels. I couldn't figure out any way to take those off. I realize they're insulated, and I didn't want to have to worry about that. But is there any way to clean that? Because it seems like steam and gunk gets in the middle of it, and it's yucky looking.
You're talking about the window in the door to the oven? Is that what we're talking about?
Correct. Okay. Correct. So you can see inside the oven.
Yeah. I mean, that is a, you know, basically it's a... It's like a thermal pane window, okay?
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. How old is that oven range that you have?
Less than 5 years old. Okay. Less than 5 years.
Yeah. That window is replaceable. You probably are getting a little bit of bleed from the outside where, you know, whatever. When you're cooking in the oven, if you're someone that bakes or cooks a lot, you can get, you know, moisture and food particles that kind of float around in there, and then that's where it gets inside there. The only way to get it super clean is you have to take that panel off and expose the glass. So that interior panel typically unscrews either from the side or in the inside. There's screws, and then you'll see that panel because that glass is replaceable. And you'll actually hold it in your hands, like, wow, here it is. It's almost like a, you know, almost like a portal in a ship type of thing. And if you really want to get it clean, that's what I would do. The other thing, I mean, you've probably already tried the toothbrush and that kind of stuff around the perimeter, but it's probably just beyond that on the inside lip of the glass where you're getting this problem.
Exactly.
And the only way to do this is to take it apart, and then you can look at it and go, oh, I can get this clean. Or if not, you could actually order a new glass window for it. Which you shouldn't
I'm
be
looking at the inside, and I see
any screws?
Two screws at the top.
Right. How about the side? How about the side? The side of the door.
Not until you get down to the hinge.
Right.
And then there are different colored screws, and there's different
right.
And there are different screws.
This would be my recommendation if you're going to try yourself. I would the model number if you have still the. Like the owner's manual, they will have a breakdown of how this thing all goes together. And you will see pictures of like, here's the door. This is how the door comes apart. And it'll say, you know, these five screws or these six screws, and then you take it apart. Or you can even go online to a YouTube video and plug in your model number and serial number. And I guarantee you somebody's like, hi, I'm Billy with Billy's Appliance Service. And this is how you change the window on a GE blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Assuming the guy's name is Billy.
Sounds
Don't
great.
Hold me that. Okay, so go there and see what you can do. I appreciate the phone call. It's 9:19 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. That's so nice of you to do that. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Mm-hmm. You know all about sweat equity, right? Look at all the hard work and time we put into making a project the best it can be. Well, your local Chevy dealer understands sweat equity, too. Check out the Chevy Silverado. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology and comes with a drive mode selector. It lets you select tow and haul or sport or off-road to match any condition. It's tough on the road and off. Guaranteed to work as hard as you do with its available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel. You know, my wife and I stopped at a little store over the weekend, and I pulled up next to a Chevy Silverado with the Duramax turbo diesel. And as I pulled up, I said to my wife, look at that truck. That is a truck right there. It was kind of a maroon, and it had a cap. And I go, and it has a Duramax 3.0-liter turbo diesel. And she looked at me like I was crazy. Just crazy.
Well, it sounds impressive.
It did. Silverado it's the most fuel-efficient pickup on the road with 33 miles per gallon on the highway. That's why the Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Right now, get $6,000 total value on a 2020 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab All-Star Z71. Or check out current Silverado sign and drive leases. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details, or head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Hard work, well, it's its own reward. But a Chevy Silverado, that is not too bad either. 9:23 in the morning. 877-213-4LU is our phone number. Let's go to Pat, who is in Skokie. Pat, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is this. Paint your kitchen cabinets versus having them resurfaced and new doors put on.
Are you going to have this done, Pat, or are you going to do it yourself?
No, I'm going to have it done.
Do you like the overall look of your kitchen cabinets and just would like a new color, or are they looking like a, you know?
They're dated.
Okay.
You know, they're 20 years old, and I just want to perk them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Perk up the kitchen.
But let me ask you, the door panels, are they a square edge, like a shaker, or are they,
square. They're square.
Square with an edge or flat?
No, it's an edge.
So it's like a picture frame with a flat panel in the middle?
Yes.
Let's paint them.
Paint them.
I mean, go ahead.
Well, how long does that last? Don't they wear with, you know, going in and out of the cabinets all the time?
Well, I mean, everything wears, but I mean, it's, if you were gonna put new doors on, would you do that in a paint finish too, or would you do that in a wood finish? I mean, what is your taste?
I would really want wood finish.
Okay, well then, if you really want wood finish, then do new doors and or have those doors refinished. I mean, either way, you know, you'll get the look that you want. Are you going to change the countertops, too?
Yes.
Okay. All right. If you want wood, then, I mean, you know, that flat panel, that square flat panel is still a design that's used today. But if you want to change or brighten it up or have them look nice, you know, you're going to have to kind of do the numbers, Pat, to see where it all lies from a budget perspective. You know, you'd probably spend, if you replace the doors and have doors built, you know, you may be spending $200 a cabinet, you know, per door and new hinges and whatever. If you paint that, it might come down less. Or you could have a painter refinish what you have and change the color. I mean, you can't tend to go lighter. You know, with the frames themselves, that may be difficult as well to be sanded down and recoated over the top of that. There is, where are you, Pat and Skokie? There's a couple companies that do this. One off the top of my head is called Kitchen Tune-Up.
Mm-hmm.
And they do new doors on cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
And it would probably be a place to start, at least get an estimate and kind of see what's out there for you.
Okay.
And then, I mean, they can certainly help coordinate a countertop for you, too, if you want to just make it be a one-stop shop type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
All right. That's good. I will investigate that.
Right. And the key thing is in what you just said to me is, I mean, I like the painted cabinets, and yeah, they can nick or ding up, whatever, but I mean, you're not playing football on them, right? I mean, I don't know how many people are in there, but you want to just you just want to do a good job and have it look nice. Mm-hmm. I like the look of the painted cabinets, and if the paint job is done well, then it should hold up for you as also. So you need to play out what you're willing to spend, but ultimately, though, Pat, go for what you want. You know, don't settle. Okay. If you want wood, then get wood.
Okay. All right. Well, you put a good picture there. I'm kind of thinking the paint seems like perhaps a more economical, but
right.
a very good way to go.
Right.
I have one other quick question.
Sure.
And that is ants, okay? All of a sudden, I had these ants. I went to Ace over in Edgebrook,
mm-hmm.
and I got those taro things and worked fabulously. But every now and then, I will just see one walking across the floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're ants. Just keep the taro out there. The other thing that I will tell you is it's sort of a two-prong approach. Bonide makes a product called Revenge, which you sprinkle around the perimeter of your home, but it has to be activated with water. So actually, like if you went and bought it today and you sprinkled it around your house, the rain would help you. But that, between that and the interior traps inside, it can make help you control that. But I mean, one or two ants, you know, we're living in their world; they're not living in ours,
yes,
right?
Very good.
So just keep on it, and it should work out well for you. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate the phone call. Have you seen the Geico commercial with the ants at all? No, Lindsay, have you seen the Geico commercial?
I don't know. Give me some.
There's a young couple, and they're sitting on the couch. It's a lovely home, you know, and they're like, oh, we just bought this new house, and, you know, it's really nice. It's, you know, blah, blah, blah. But we have ants. And then all of a sudden, this woman comes in, and it's like her Aunt Judy. Their Aunt Judy. And the aunt's like,
no,
it's a lot of house. Hope you can keep it clean. You know? And then every other thing is like another thing. And there's another one where the woman is standing in the refrigerator holding a bottle of a salad dressing, expired. She's like going through the fridge the whole time.
I haven't seen that
it's
one.
Really funny. We have ants. All right, it's a 9:29 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
Time for Just Text Me.
How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy, look.
It's that easy.
And sent.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
It's so funny.
I see what you did there. Our Just Text Me segment is sponsored by Robert R. Andreas and Sons Concrete Construction.
Do you know that movie that's from?
Okay. This song is not from a movie. This song is from my youth.
Oh, I thought you meant the words that were just spoken.
Oh, no, I have no idea.
Hotel Transylvania.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen Hotel.
Well, why would you? It's a cartoon, but.
Well, I love cartoons, but.
The girls, I know, but you're, it's like older than your
they
kids.
They love the Hotel Transylvania, right? Your girls.
My girls, yeah. That's
yeah, I do remember that. Which I'm just thinking about Halloween. You know, I know there's all this talk about Halloween, and I have this idea. I got to get Mike Jakubowski on this idea with me, and I know he's listening because he's driving with his wife right now. So. You've been to my house, and you know how I have the stairs that come up from the sidewalk. So when you're on the sidewalk in our neighborhood, there's a couple stairs, and then there's like a walkway, and then there's a few more stairs. I am normally standing there in a bear costume with a huge bowl of candy, and I'm handing it to the kids. Well, who knows if Halloween is going to happen or not, right? But in my garage, I have two. I pulled these out of my attic. Don't ask me why. When we rebuilt the house in 2001, I was up in the attic, and I found two 12-foot 2x8s, brand new, in the attic, and I brought them down. Okay, it's dimensional lumber. So here's what I want to do. I want to put them together like a giant conveyor belt. Hear me out. And on the end, I'm going to put a wheel, and on the other end, I'm going to have another wheel and a crank. And I'm going to put a strap across this, and it's going to stand up. So I'm going to be at the top of the stairs in the bear costume. And then at the bottom of the stairs where the sidewalk is, I'm going to have little cups lined up on the conveyor belt, like the I Love Lucy episode of the thing where they're eating the chocolate.
I know exactly where you're
And I'm going to stand there with the bowl,
picturing.
And I'm going to put them in there, and I'm going to turn the crank, and the kids are going to hold their... they're going to hold their basket or whatever underneath there. I'm going to go click, click, two pieces. Because in the pandemic, normally at the Manfredini house, you get one candy For pandemic, you get two. I haven't cleared that with my wife yet, but I think we're okay. So I'll put two little cups together. Click, click, next. Click, click, next. Click, click. Right now, Mike is driving, and his head is spinning. He's like, all right, I got this. I got this. Click. We're going to do this together.
Maybe you should find out. Maybe let's find out if Halloween is even going to happen.
Well, but can
I? Do you think it's going to happen?
Well, can I build the thing anyway? Well, so if I'm ready, sure, all right, here we go. And we pull the thing out, and it's like, so it'll be 24 feet long. I'll be 24 feet away from the kids. The little asymmetric, not asymmetric. What are you? Asymptomatic kids. Here you go. Asymptomatic. Click, click. Happy click, Halloween. Click. Asymptomatic. Right. Click. Click. And that's the thing. The two things. So it's got to be two next to it. So when you turn it and it turns, it goes boom boom. It's got to have that sound. Boom 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 boom. While I'm playing Thriller, dancing in the bear costume. Okay, we're doing just text me. Do you have some text messages we can talk to?
I got distracted.
Here we go.
Yes. All right, here. This is from 708. He says, do you, Lou, have any suggestions on how to remove melted plastic from an oven? So it sounds like what happened was she or he got a new oven and the instructions were in the oven in plastic.
Okay. Sure. Let's think about that. So a couple ways to go. We need to warm it up, but not from the bottom because it'll cook it. So let's try doing a plastic putty knife, which sounds counterproductive because we're trying to get rid of the plastic, but use a hairdryer to warm up the plastic that melted. But just warm it up enough to not get it super gooey, but then use the plastic putty knife that's not part of this to scrape it up so you don't scratch the porcelain, if it's porcelain, on the inside, to pull that up. The other thing that you could do is, if that doesn't work, turn the exhaust fan on if you have it and set that bad boy to broil, and or if it has a self-cleaning feature, just cook the you-know-what out of it, and it'll just evaporate and go. But make sure you have the exhaust fan going. Number two?
Got it. This is 847. Is running a few fans in my crawl space to circulate the air for a dehumidifier bad for the support wood?
Is running a fan to aid? No. You know, the thing is that when you're running a dehumidifier, trying to control the amount of moisture that's in the basement area is key, and sort of that magic number is 50%. If it gets higher than 50%, mold spores and everything start to really become active, and you can almost smell it a little bit. Now, if we can move that air a little bit, then that's going to be helpful because, I mean, the dehumidifier is only going to work so fast, right? But if you've got humid air at one end of the basement and you're trying to get it over to where the dehumidifier is, that's certainly going to help. And the actual action of moving that air around too will naturally help the movement of the moisture in the air, will help that to evaporate as well. So it will aid in the reduction of the humidity in the space, in my opinion. So that works. All right, that's our Just Text Me segment from sponsored by Robert R. Andreas and Sons Concrete Construction. 877-213-4-LOU is our number, 877-213-4568. Let's talk to Joshua, who is in Joliet. Joshua, good morning. You're on WGN. We tried our best. We really did. Joshua, are you there? This is the kind of stuff that drives Bob Ferguson crazy. 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number, 877-213-4568. Let's try Bob, who is in Davenport. Bob, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hello.
Good morning, sir. How may I help you?
I have an entry door facing the north that's recessed enough. It really doesn't have any weather that gets to it very easily.
Okay.
But it needs, and it's a fiberglass, and some of it seems to be peeling off. And so it needs to be refinished. I understand it's got a gel stain that was the original finish.
Okay.
What would be the best way to refinish that?
You want to do this yourself, sir?
Not really. But the boss may tell me that. Going to.
Okay. Well, let's do this. what I would do, you it is recommended with those fiberglass that you do use a gel stain. I think that certainly probably is the best way to go. I would use some mineral spirits. Well, let's not even go that route yet. Let's take a sanding sponge, and with the grain of the fiberglass, sand down that door to get it as smooth as possible, okay? And that,
you know, it's kind of a textured, like...
Correct. But we're trying to do, you know, you mentioned the fact that there's a texture, but some of it's peeling. So we want to get all that stuff that's peeled off of there, and we want to get that fiberglass as smooth as possible. Not smooth that we're taking the texture away, Bob, but we're just trying to even it all out, okay?
Okay.
Then you're going to wipe that down.
I don't know if I mentioned it has a side light there, and that's where the problem really is, the strips of wood around.
Sure. Well,
bad.
Right. You're going to do this on the entire opening of the door. You're going to sand it all to knock down anything that's peeled up to get it as smooth as possible, not taking the texture away, but just the surface of it to get it smooth. And then wipe that down with a rag with mineral spirits to get it as clean as possible and to get it as smooth and as even as possible. Then from there, whether you're going to do this or hire a painter to do this, they will apply a gel stain. And the gel stain has the stain and the finish kind of as one when it goes on. And so it's important to put that on properly. Now, if it's an oil-based product with the gel stain, you'll mix in a container. I give this advice when you're normally doing staining, and this will work in fiberglass too, is you're going to mix a little, like say you have a cup of it in a container, maybe a quarter cup of mineral spirits to thin it a little bit, and have them put that on first as the first coat. When that dries, go back over it with a full-strength coat to get good penetration so it holds up for you, and it'll look a lot nicer.
Okay, is there any sealer that you have to put over that then?
Then you're done, because the gel stain already has the finish on it, and so you won't need to put anything else on it. And if you, you know, prepare the door properly and do all this, it should look great. Bob, thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:46 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. WGN.
This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
What's love got to do? What's love?
I love you people. 9:50 in the morning. 877-213-4-LOU. Joshua and Joliet got disconnected. Hopefully we got them again. Joshua, good morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
I have a question. My uncle's ice maker leaked on the floor, and then he wanted it unhooked, and then they had to get a kitchen floor. Did he do the right thing or not?
He wanted it unhooked, and what was the floor? Was it a wood floor that got damaged?
I think it was wood.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it was a wood floor and it got damaged, typically, depending on how much water leaked, you can let that floor rest literally a month or two and it should settle down. But if it didn't and they had to redo the floor, that's not uncommon. But I also don't think that he should be, like, if he likes having an ice maker, you know, it's not the type of thing where it's like, that's it, I'm done with the ice makers. People have ice makers all the time that don't leak. And so if it's properly installed, And you can even buy him, Joshua, a little leak detector that fits underneath the fridge or whatever, that if something were to leak again, it would send a little alarm. There's one little one called a leak frog that you mm-hmm. can then you can put down there. It's battery operated, and that certainly could be something that that you could do to kind of enhance it so that he is able to have an ice maker again. If I come if I come over to his house and he's going to make me a cocktail, I'm going to need ice.
Okay.
All right. Make that happen for me, Joshua. I really appreciate that. 877-2134 Lou. Hey, quick, before we take a quick break, you know, you hear me, you know, I don't want to name drop, but you know, Greg Kot, the former rock critic for the Chicago Tribune.
Yeah, I do.
Stud man, you know, he's a wonderful guy, but what's even more wonderful is his wife, Deb, who I've known just as long. The two of them are celebrating their 40th wedding anniversary.
Oh, great.
So to both of you, I love you very much, and happy anniversary. 40 years is no small feat, Deb being married to Greg. I mean, for both of you. So happy anniversary to Deb and Greg. We love you. That is awesome. 40 years. That is, as they say on Hee Haw, salute. 9:53 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. People looking to update their bath often ask me, hey, what company should I use? I don't have to think too hard. BathFitter is an easy answer. They've been installing luxury tubs for over 35 years. They're true professionals from the top to the bottom. BathFitter will custom make your new bath to fit perfectly over the existing one. And their one-piece seamless wall system ensures a watertight fit, making it easy to maintain. Their design options are endless, so you're sure to find a tub you'll love. BathFitter tubs come with a lifetime warranty. That's how high quality their materials are, and they're beautiful, too. The installation will be done by one BathFitter technician who will complete the install in just one day while following a strict safety protocol to ensure your well-being throughout the process. How about you kickstart your bath remodel today with the experts at BathFitter? Go to bathfitter.com/Lou to book your free consultation. For a limited time, BathFitter is offering $450 off a complete BathFitter system. Go to bathfitter.com/Lou. 877-213-4-LOU is our phone number. I have just a couple minutes left, I want to remind you that the phone number, by the way, still works. I'm going to be on for another hour on the West Coast. So if you want to call in after the news and still get on the air when we're out in Modesto, just call 877-213-4-LOU, and we will give you, we'll answer your questions on our next show. That's what we'll do. Okay, let's do this. Our last caller this morning, where am I? I just lost it. What happened? You just gave it to me, and I lost it.
We've got Don in Elk Grove Village.
All right, Don is on line one, correct? So this is Don. Don, you're on House Smarts Radio. We're going to send you a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone.
Hello,
Hello. We're going to send you a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, and windows. You'll receive a $1,000 app gift card if you choose them for a full kitchen remodel. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. The offer ends September 15th. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, Lou. I'm looking out my kitchen window, and all I see are gray skies and rain, and it's been like this all week. Hey, I got a question with regards to my sump pump. Currently, I have a 2-inch flexible tubing hose connected to my sump running out to the backyard. It's laying on top of the lawn, and what I would like to do is bury a 5-inch diameter flexible tubing hose under the grass. I'm wondering, how far down into the ground do I need to dig to bury that hose?
Well, I mean, it's a question of, it can be just a few inches deep, but you have to make sure that the pitch is maintained, and I would do a little gravel, because if you get a little dip in that hose, that creates a spot for water to pool and freeze in the wintertime, then that's problematic down the line. I mean, if you went deeper below the frost line, you know, that's problematic. I don't know if you have that kind of pitch, but if you're just a few inches below there, you should be fine. I appreciate the phone call. We're out of time. Thanks so much for listening. Lindsay for producing. Joe Brandon sports and Don Kleppen on news and Bob Ferguson for pushing all the buttons. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a safe weekend. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram at